Now, of course, science comes up with a lot of constructions, a lot of concepts. And for us geologists, this is the most important construction. It is so-called the geologic time scale, and is also the chronostratigraphy, which is associated with it. That means certain rock has a certain age, and it has a certain number of fossils. And I'd like to point out one thing to you. We generally say that they use fossils to date rocks. Well, they do it now, but initially they couldn't use the fossils because they don't come with a tag saying how old they are. They actually tried to estimate how long it takes for that particular rock and then put another one on top of it and so on and so forth and come up with the age. And then since they noticed that there are some fossils in those rocks, they use now those fossils, which are called index fossils, to describe the age. So it's enough to find this one, this particular fossil there, and therefore you know that's the age. But let us not forget that initially it all began with the types of rocks. So in the end, establishing the age is actually establishing what the rock, by its characteristics, tells us. And this is where we have to think about the elements included in the rocks. One of the most important, significant for biology are those levels there, where all, so very large numbers of animals have disappeared. They're called extinctions, of course. We know of all them. And the most famous is the Permian-Triassic one, which wiped out about 95% of all living creatures. So those are markers. And they are not only associated with dying fossils, but also dying animals, which, of course, are fossils, but they are also associated with certain types of rocks. Now, finally, let's see how is time incorporated, so to speak, in rocks. First of all, it is only through durations of some processes. And there is, first of all, the duration of accumulation, how long it takes for a certain rock to accumulate in a given place. Then, duration of transformation of the rock, which initially is not a proper rock, it's just a soft sediment, to turn. How long it turns, it takes for this soft sediment to turn into a rock. Or for a metamorphic rock, which we're going to speak about a bit later, to turn into a metamorphic rock. And finally, how long it takes to eliminate it, to erode it, to just make it vanish. Now, we know how long it takes humans to vanish. And that's a fairly accurate estimation. But when we look at rocks, we notice there are three types of features that we can study about them. First of all, it's what we call the syngenetic features. That's a Greek word. And it means to say during the formation, the very formation, syngenetic. And let me just point this out. I realize that most of geology and many of the other sciences are associated with the Greek language. And I think there's something behind this. It's association with the Greek thinking. And I think the Greek thinking's best expression is the famous, actually, man is the measure of all things. So there is a certain connection here. The more Greek is used, the more things are there to be hidden. And the more sophisticated the words, more difficult to understand. Okay, so syngenetic, what happens to the rocks when they accumulate? Diagenetic. What happens during the petrification or lithification? So we can study those things. And finally, it's the post-diagenetic. Whatever happens to the rocks once they formed until this present day. Okay. Now, how do we study syngenetic? If a rock is 10 million or 100 million years old, how do we study the features which accumulated or formed during its accumulation 100 or 10 million years ago? Well, there's obvious that we have to study processes unfolding today because we can't study the processes of those years, or those 10 million, or whatever they say. Then again, we have to make a number of assumptions, and the most important is to say whatever sedimentary process we can still see today, and that happened in the past. There's no other type of sedimentation, of accumulation, formation accumulation of sediments. And finally, we need to introduce a concept, which is sedimentary facies. And what is a sedimentary facies? It's funny again. Faccia, this time, means a face. It's actually a face, a facade, which is hiding something behind it. Now, look what is hiding. I've taken this quote from one of the best books on sedimentologies by reading. It's called Sedimentary Environments in 2002. It says, ideally, a facies should be a distinctive rock that formed under certain conditions of sedimentation, reflecting a particular process, set of conditions, or environment. We talk about ideally. That obviously says it is not necessarily the truth, the real thing. So what is actually the whole thing saying to us? That the present is the key to the past. Does that sound familiar to you? It's an old adagio now. So whatever happened in the past happens today.